This is Rhema for today.
Their life. Unto those that find them, their health to all their flesh. I first read those portions of Scripture, that portion of Scripture on the bed of sickness, nearly half a century ago. Well, I didn't understand it, but I believed it. Thank God you don't have to understand it. Just believe it. And thank God my flesh became healthy.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Healing, How to Receive It, and How to Keep It, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Unto those that find them, and health all their flesh. If His words were life and health then, His words are life and health now. Now, isn't it strange that people would believe that by acting on the Word of God you could receive eternal life? That spiritual life is available but not health? And yet God said in His Word, My words, they are life, life unto those that find them, and they, My words, are health. Oh, hallelujah. To all their flesh. The margin says they're medicine. Best medicine I know of. Hallelujah. Medicine to all their flesh. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Their life. Their life. Unto those that find them, their health to all their flesh. I first read those portions of Scripture, that portion of Scripture on the bed of sickness, nearly half a century ago. Well, I didn't understand it, but I believed it. Thank God you don't have to understand it. Just believe it. And thank God my flesh became healthy. Praise God forevermore. I was and am healed. Hallelujah. Now, if we follow the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, He is bound to lead us in line with the Word. If we start following the Word, because you see, the Word of God is Spirit anointed and Spirit guided, it will lead us in the same direction. For the Spirit, the Bible tells us, and the Word agree. Hallelujah. My son, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Notice what he said, keep them. What? My words? In the midst of thine heart. I can remember, I knew in my heart that I was healed before my body ever knew it or responded to it. I knew it right in here. You know, everything you get from God, you really receive in your spirit first, and then it shows up on the outside. That is, if you walk in the light of it. But now, when I was there on the bed of sickness, I began to not only say, I believe that I receive healing for the two serious organic heart troubles and the paralysis and the incurable blood disease, but then I began to thank God because I knew it in here. Well, now, why did I know it in here? Because I knew the Word in here. I had put that Word into my spirit. How did I do it? By meditating upon it, by thinking upon it, by feeding upon it, until it became a part of me. And so I knew in my heart, you see, your heart is your spirit. So a better way to say it was, I knew in my spirit that I was healed before my body ever knew it and ever responded to it. But when I knew that, see, keep them, what? Them, my words. In the midst of thine heart, your heart, your spirit. For they are life. Oh, hallelujah unto those that find them. And health, they are, my words are, health to all of their flesh. Now, you know, if a man knows the Word, or a person knows the Word, He knows in his heart that he's saved even before there's any evidence of salvation. There's no outward evidence, but he knows in here because his spirit bears witness with our spirits. See how often we get fooled sometimes. I've seen people come to the altar, you know, and just bawl and squall, said God saved, got up, hugged everybody in sight. I thought, you know, to myself before I learned, you know, man, that they really got a real experience. See, because they were emotionally moved. And the very next day I had to, because that's the only way I could go to get to where I was going, drive down what we call to call rat row, you know, skid row, rat row, you know, in our town. And I saw this fellow go into a dark dive. In fact, he never did come to church anymore. Never got a thing. Remember in the early days, one church I was pastoring, a fellow came to the altar, and I thought to myself, no emotion out of the fellow. Didn't say anything out loud, really. It seemed to be the least, most, you know, I couldn't see a tear in his eye or anything. He didn't sort of wipe his face, but I'd stand right by him and didn't see anything. And he just said, I thank God because I'm saved. And I wouldn't have heard it if I hadn't been standing right beside him. I was the only person who heard it, I guess. And he walked away. And in my immaturity back there then, I thought, my dear Lord, that poor fella, he wasn't down there 10 seconds in the altar on his knees, just got up, you know, walked off. I said, he didn't get anything. He became the most solid Christian I had in my church. It showed up on the outside. He got it on the inside. He knew it was in there. It's reading, he said it. Hallelujah. And he became the most solid Christian in my church. And then over a period of 40 years, he's going to be with the Lord now, a period of 45 or 50 years, I mean that man was never wavered. It did show up on the outside, but he knew he had it on the inside all the time. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You see, he had God's word for it, and he accepted that word in his heart. And that's what causes, when you accept God's word in your heart and believe it, that's what causes the evidences then of salvation, what we call salvation, to come forth, believing in your heart. Hallelujah. You know, so many people have the cart before the horse. You know what I mean by that expression, cart before the horse? They want to have some kind of a feeling. They want to have some kind of evidence, and then they'll know that they're saved. Or they want to have some kind of a feeling or some kind of evidence, and all the symptoms disappear, then they'll know they're healed. But it starts on the inside of you. Salvation starts on the inside of you. The new birth starts on the inside of you, because that's what it is. It's a rebirth of the human spirit. Healing starts on the inside of you. Don't start out here where you're hurting. Are you listening to me? Now notice what the scripture said. It tells you it's so. It tells you it's so. Notice what the scripture said. Keep them what? My words, where? In the midst of thine heart. Hallelujah. That's where it starts. That's where it starts. In the midst of thine heart, or your spirit. Keep them. As you believe that word in your heart and keep it in your heart, it will cause this life to spring up. And if you feed upon the word, then it will feed upon that life or that nature of God that's in you, so that you can enjoy and walk, as the scripture said, in the light of life. Now the same thing's true concerning physical healing. Like I said, I knew in my innermost being, my heart, my spirit, that I was healed, and I praised God for that healing. My heart, physical heart. See, when I talk about heart, when he talks about heart here, he's talking about your midst of thine heart. He's talking about your spirit or your inner man. Now, my physical, the organ here, still didn't beat right. My body was still partially paralyzed. But he said, thy words, my words, keep them in the midst of thine heart. And in the midst of my heart, I kept that word. Hallelujah. It starts in your heart. Amen. Amen. Now, let's notice what the Bible said concerning salvation. You're familiar with this, but let's look at it a little more depth. Romans, the 10th chapter, 9th and 10th verses. I said it starts in your heart. Now notice, Romans, 10th chapter, 9th and 10th verses. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe, where? Where? In thine heart, that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now notice the next verse. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see, this life comes first into your heart. It's a mistake to start looking at your body to see if you're healed. Look on the inside of you. I said, look on the inside of you. It starts in your heart, in your spirit. God heals you through your spirit. God is a spirit, the Bible said. God can only contact us through our spirits.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's single CD titled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled, How to Live Worry-Free. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called, Healing Belongs to You. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled, Generational Unity in a Divided World. All these items are for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Winter Bible Seminar, February the 15th through the 20th. It's hard to believe that it's here. Begins on Sunday night, and of course it's free registration.
Yes.
But we love for you to register.
Yeah, you can go to rhema.org/WBS and get all the information you need to get.
That's right. We have services on Sunday night, of course, and then Monday through Friday, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30 in the morning, and 7 p.m.
And
at
the
night.
Sunday service is as our normal service on Sunday night.
Yes.
Is at 6 p.m., so we just keep it that way. But
that's
then
right.
Monday through Friday, the night service is at 7 p.m.
That's right.
Yes, at 7
and
p.m.
Then in March the 22nd through the 24th, Living Faith Conference. That is in Savannah, Georgia at the Seed Church. Pastors Lisa and Kimpy Womble. You can go to rhema.org/LFC and find out all about it.
Then we're going to jump over for a Living Faith Conference in Valdosta, Georgia, March 25 through 27. That's
yes.
A Wednesday through a Friday at the Collective. And the pastors Mark and Ashley Brady.
Yes.
And of course, like she said, rhema.org, LFC, you can find out all the information.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.